Yes, it is time, music lovers, to once again celebrate the world's greatest singing competition. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Uri-Tussiot. Sit back and relax today on Sunday, the 12th of January, 2020, as we celebrate the greatest singing competition. Oh, baby.
This is Loïc Notte from Belgium.
Hello, this is Lavina from Germany.
Hi, this is Anna Odobescu from Moldova. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Oh, I love the little things you say. And I love the little things you do. Let's stay forever together this way. My love, I'm so in love with you. When you whisper I love you and tell me that you're true, I know I'm so lucky that I found a girl like you. Oh, I love the little things you say. And I love the little things you do. Let's stay forever together this way. My love, I'm so in love with you. When we're walking together, you slip your hand in mine. I know I'm so lucky that I found a girl so fine. I love the little things you say. And I love the little things you do. Let's stay forever together this way. My love, I'm so in love with you. When you touch me and hold me and kiss me tenderly, I know I'm so lucky that you came along for me. I love the little things you say. And I love the little things you do. Let's stay forever together this way. My love, I'm so in love with you. My love, I'm so in love with you.
Matt Monro representing the UK at Eurovision with that very song, yes, All the Little Things, in Copenhagen, the year that sadly we just missed out. Yes, second place for Matt Monro, just behind the legendary Italian singer Gianola Ginquetti, and she sang the song No Ho L'età, which basically means I'm not old enough. Yes, and she was not old enough, really. I mean, she was 16 when she won Eurovision. But she won with 49 points. Matt Monro, sadly, only managed to get 17, but became a pretty strong second. And that song, legendary within the Eurovision fandom. And sadly, not very well known beyond the fandom, which is a rather shame. Never mind. Well, welcome to another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Uri-Tussiot. Yes, I'm here every Sunday at 5 p.m. giving you some fantastic music from the world's greatest and biggest singing competition. Yes, I'm a huge fan of it, and I have been a huge fan since really 2002 was the big year where I really got into it. But 2001, the grand scale that it was in the Parken Stadium in Copenhagen, the year Estonia won with Tanel Padar, Dave Benton and 2XL, with everybody that they won in front of, God knows, 40 plus thousand people inside that that football stadium converted with a roof on the top, and Eurovision just engulfing the whole arena. It was amazing. So that was the big moment for me. But what is it for you? I would love to hear from you, your stories about Eurovision. What got you into it? And what really is the song that made you into a huge fan? Because for me, I know it's silly, it would be the Estonian winner from 2001. Controversial in the fandom, I know, but never mind. So get in contact with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at escshowcase@gmail.com. ESC, so Eurovision Song Contest Showcase@gmail.com. All right, so escshowcase@gmail.com. You can tweet us at escshowcase. And of course, our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. Send us a message, comment on our stuff. We'd be lovely to hear from you. There's so much news for this week as well. So I'm going to try and fit it all in, as one does. And we're going to move on to another UK entry. This came sixth for the UK. And we're going to 1990 in Zagreb, in then Yugoslavia, now in Croatia. And I'm going to play you a song, the UK entry from that year. And I don't think I've played this particular version ever before on this show. And I want to play it for you now because it's very sweet. Now, remember, this song is a little bit of a peace song, but it was sung by 15-year-old Emma. I think it was 15 or 16-year-old Emma. And she was from Wales, South Wales. And I'm not too sure where particularly. I think she was from Bridgend, you know. Who knows? Anyways, this is a lovely extended version of the UK entry in 1990. Coming sixth, this is Emma with Give a Little Love Back to the World.
Should be proud of all the great things we've achieved. But in our search for life's great knowledge, we go on taking out and never plant new seeds.
We go on taking out and never plant new seeds.
still got time. Let's do it together.
Every time I feel so lonely, walking through the night, more and more I long to hold you, long to hold you tight. Knowing I'm still in love with you, hoping you feel the same way too. Walk right back, I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. Whenever you need me, I'm
Walk Right Back from the Olsen Brothers. And that was the opening song to Eurovision 2001. Yes, and big nostalgia vibes coming back. And for me, personally, in my fandom of Eurovision, nostalgia has been a very big thing to me. Always remember watching the contest as a child. Living in a household with Irish heritage, I'm very lucky to have been born in the late 80s. Grew up through the 90s where Ireland just stormed the contest. And obviously back then in the 90s, well, certainly at the beginning of the 90s all the way up to 1997 practically, Ireland killed it with the juries. The juries loved the Irish music back then, and who could blame them? Obviously, look at the rise of Riverdance in 1994, and Lord of the Dance, and all of these mythical music, as well as the Irish entries doing so well, from Niamh Kavanagh to Emma Quinn, and the Rock and Roll Kids, yes, Paul Harrington and Charlie McGettigan, you know, and Linda Morrison, Johnny Logan, it all goes on. And yeah, I could go on, obviously. I'm gushing, guys, because of my Irish heritage. Who could blame me? Right, we're going to turn things on its complete head, and we're going to do something really, really fun. Now, we're going to Bosnia and Herzegovina. Now, sadly, Bosnia and Herzegovina are not in the contest and haven't been since 2016. We hope to get them back soon. I think they're still having financial issues. That's why the Bosnian broadcaster, BRHT, I think that's how they... What then? BH Radio and Television? Yes, it is. Haven't participated because they're financially strapped, which is a real shame. But we hope to have him back. So I want to play an entry from Bosnia and Herzegovina, and I'm going to let the said artist introduce it himself. Yeah.
Hello, this is Dean from Bosnia and Herzegovina, and this is my song, In the Disco. Enjoy.
Dance all night, because I want to stay all night in the disco.
Bye.
Yes, from Dean, Bosnia and Herzegovina in 2004. Yeah, Dean. Oh, I love that entry from Dean and Bosnia. Oh, yes, love it. Gets you going, indeed. And Dean came ninth in Istanbul in 2004. He did with 91 points. He did indeed. So, right, it's now time for us to move on. And we have a request. Yes, we have a request, and it's coming from across the pond, from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Yes, we're going to speak to Javier Leal. Buenas noches.
Hello, Kieran. This is Javier speaking to you from Montreal. And this year, 2020, will mark my 7th anniversary living in Canada. Therefore, I'd like to honor it by presenting to you a song that didn't qualify for the final, but remains to be one of my favorites. So here's Hannah representing Slovenia in the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Straight Into Love. And it plays here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Kieran, thank you so much for letting me be part of the show, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Anytime, Javier. Your wish is my command. Slovenia 2013 here on the Eurovision Showcase.
Tomorrow is now. You flow through my veins. Inside me you'll stay. There is no doubt. No one in this world. No diamonds, no pearls. Like your love divine. So high off the ground. You'll never come down. No limit, no sky. Straight into love. We'll break.
Straight into love. Slovenia 2013 are not doing very well in its semi-final. Sadly, I don't think Hannah sang very well. She was a bit out of tune there, Rob.
What a shame.
Oh no, because I actually really quite like the song. It's very good to run to.
Do you mean you liked the Eurovision song? Surely not.
I know, shocking stuff, isn't it? Barreled people over.
Rude.
Like, I know, very, very rude. Particularly good friend of mine, Hannah Self, up in London, she loves that song.
Oh, good.
It was her favourite of the year, believe it or not. So remember when we got to Malmo, she was so, So sad that it didn't qualify, I remember. So, Javier, great request. Thank you very much.
Merci.
Merci. And Javier's celebrating his 7th year in Canada, Rob.
Oh, good for him.
So, he's left Venezuela behind and made a new life for himself in the beautiful country of Canada.
Montreal, just like, isn't it?
Yeah. Just like Meghan and Harry are going to be doing, aren't they?
Good for them. Yeah. Let's not get into this.
No. Controversial. Absolutely. Right. Speaking of controversial, it's time for another request. And Rob, what is it now time for?
Well, I think it's time for Rob's random request.
Okay, so in this part of the show, Rob has two hats, got little bits of paper in both of these hats. One has years inside and the other one has countries. They're picked out completely at random. Rob doesn't know what pieces of paper he's going to pick up.
No, I don't.
No.
Very exciting.
Stand back, everyone. Put the women and children to bed.
Well, yes.
Yes. And Rob will pick out a song at random for us to play here on the Eurovision Showcase.
Okay, well, shall I get the excitement started then?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So, I've got one. It is, 1999.
Ooh. Now, Rob, can you remember where that year was?
That would have been in, Jerusalem, and it was won by Sweden with, what's it called?
Take Me to Your Heaven.
Yeah.
By Charlotte and your song.
That's it.
Now, Pirelli.
That's it.
Well done, great. So we've got 23.
We had Precious, Say It Again, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I bought that. Say it again, say yeah. Say the words I heard you whisper.
I can do the hat. I can do the dance.
Oh, well, you know, I'm sure you can.
Yeah, completely.
Right, I have a country in my hand.
Uh-oh. Is it the one of the 23?
Poland.
Oh, yes. Now that is really one of those songs which is completely underrated, Rob. Poland 1999, because it was sung in Polish completely, right? And it was really sort of completely passed by everyone, because in the voting it didn't do very well at all, which meant that Poland didn't qualify for the 2000 contest.
That's a shame.
And it is a real shame. And I'm going to try and pronounce his name. But I work with loads of Poles.
Oh, crikey.
So I should know this.
Majtek.
Yeah, Majtek. Szczesnak. With Prutul Mini Mokno.
Which means what?
Basically, that means hug me tight.
Okay, cool.
It is an incredibly sweet song. It actually, if you look at the ballad, it's really sweet. It's basically he's asking his lover, hug me tight and turn the ice into snowflakes.
Oh, that's a bit gross, actually.
He claims to be amazed that the two of them are together, but sings that they must remain so far as long as they can. I hope that
makes
sense.
Must remember so for as long as they can, yeah.
Yeah. The song is one of four which were omitted from the 1999 competition album, as permission had to be that had not been obtained. Basically, the 1999 actual album for Eurovision didn't have it on it.
Oh.
It was one of four songs that wasn't allowed to be on that cover.
Okay, cool.
But the rules have changed for that now. So.
Well, I don't think we picked a Polish song for ages.
No, we haven't, which is wonderful. So, this only came 18th with 17 points, would you believe? It's a real shame.
So I'm judging by your reaction, it's better than the one I picked last week.
Good God, yeah. Well, which one did we have last week?
I can't remember, but you'll probably remember.
Well, you put me on the spot, dear. So it got 7 points from Lithuania, 6 from Bosnia and Herzegovina, and 4 points from Germany. So from its neighbours, minus Bosnia. That's a shame. Right, so here we go. Here is Majtek. I'm going to try and pronounce his surname. Mashanak, yes, with Portfol Mini Mocho. This is a beautiful song. It's really nice. And he sounds like a real good gospel choir singer.
Oh, cool.
So here's Poland, 1999, and
Rob's Random Request. Enjoy!
And welcome to the Eurovision Showcase News. Today's news is dated of Sunday the 12th of January 2020 with me, your host, Mr. Kieran Ari Tuttiet. Jeanne McCoy has been confirmed as the Dutch representative for the Eurovision Song Contest 2020 on home ground in Rotterdam. Yes, Erik van Stad, I hope that I pronounced that right, the managing director of Avotros and a member of the selection committee, stated that Jeanne has been on the committee's radar for quite some time, and he is quoted to say, "The song he delivered touched us the right way. We are very happy with Jeanne and wants to continue this journey with us." That's great. Jeanne has also shared his happiness on being selected, and I quote, "I am indescribably honoured. It is a dream come true, and the most beautiful thing is that it has come my way so far. My team and I are excited to make the Netherlands proud. Let's go!" Exclamation mark. Now, last night, Norway had its very first semi-final. If you would like to check out the results of that, then head over to our friends at eurovoir.com. The London Eurovision Party will be taking place here in the United Kingdom on Sunday, the 29th of March. I'll let you know when the tickets are available. The running order of Melodifestivalen 2020 in Sweden, their national final, has all been announced for their four semi-finals. Very exciting, and good to see some of those draws there. Up in Iceland, the acts who are going to be taking part in Songs for Kettering 2020 will be revealed on January the 18th. And finally, the songs for Portugal's Festival de Canção 2020 will also be revealed on the 15th. Yes, that's this Wednesday. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Arytasiewicz.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or search the show on Spotify, Mixcloud or any podcast app, including Apple Podcast and the Podbean app itself. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Arytasiewicz. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hey, this is Luca Henny from Switzerland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, She Got Me, and Joy.
When she go low, when she go low, she goes all low, she goes all low. Oh, she know, oh, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing, dirty dancing.
This is Leonora from Denmark, and this is my song. It's called Love is Forever. I hope you enjoy it.
Love is forever. Love is forever and everyone. Love is forever.
This is Katerin Duska from Greece. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Better Love. Enjoy.
Gotta get better love, better love. All that we're after. Way to love, who you love. Ooh, ooh. Better love, better love. All that we're after. Way to love, who you love.
Ooh, ooh. Online. And on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Girl, they will try to tell you what to do, how to look, smile, act, and move. All the rules are made for you to lose. But baby, let me tell you something, girl. For every tear the world makes you cry, hold on to me, I am always on your side. Don't be afraid to spread your wings and fly. Tell them, raise your voice and say it loudly. Show them what it means to stand up proudly. Tell them this is me, and thanks to you I'm proud. Go on now, tell them, raise your voice and say it loudly. Show them what it means to stand up proudly. Tell them this is me, and thanks to you I'm proud.
Tamara Todevska, yeah, she was singing live in London, obviously, on Friday night at the Royal Vauxhall Tavern. Yes, the RVT in Vauxhall, London, of course. The pun in the clue is in the name, yes. And Tamara Todevska came seventh in this year's Eurovision Song Contest for Macedoine du Nord, which is North Macedonia, of course, in French. Yes, and she did incredibly well. And I hear rave reviews from Friday night. Sounded like it was an amazing time. And I'm really sad that I didn't manage to get there. But I tell you what, I am glad that many of you amazing Eurovision fans managed to get there and see her perform. Yes. Now, Tamara sort of had a little bit of revenge back then in 2019. Because when she was representing the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia back in 2008, she came 10th in her semi-final, which was the second semi-final. But back then, if you were the 10th song and you didn't do very well with the jury, then practically you were relegated, and the song that did well with the jury qualified. So Sweden qualified in 2008, which was Charlotte Pirelli with Hero. But Tamara Todevska and her clan didn't make it through the semi-finals that year. Yes, weird and controversial. Right, it's now time for us to dream of a song which should have probably represented the UK in this particular year, which we will have for this week. So, it is now time for something that we call Dream World.
Dream World, I can fly among the clouds over great mountains high. Dream world, across the clear blue sky.
Now, this week, and our dream world is 2003. Yes, the year where we had Gemini with Crybaby coming and getting nil point, coming last to a 26th place. Statistically, the worst ranked Eurovision entry for the United Kingdom ever. And this lovely lady, she was releasing a single, and it was just over 3 minutes. And it was released on the 7th of April 2003. So if they sort of thought about it maybe a couple of months beforehand, maybe if this was sent into a song for Europe, then I have no doubt that maybe it could have won. Yes. It's a beautiful song. It peaked to number 2 in the UK charts, and it's also charted in Ireland and in the Netherlands. And also, this woman was part of the group Hearsay. Yes, she tried to also represent the UK at Eurovision in 2006. Yes, I'm talking about the lovely Kim Marsh. And here is a song in 2003, which I would have loved to have gone to the stage in Riga, Latvia. Here is her song, Cry.
I would like to say that I never meant to make you cry. I think about you every day, no matter what your friends might say. Everybody knows my name, even though I'm still the same. I just would like to say that I've never ever meant to make you cry. I would like to know why there are clouds in the sky every time I fall in love. And I would like to know why I'm sitting here on my own. I would like to know why when I find a nice guy, someone I can lean upon, I mess it all up and then I wonder why I'm all alone. Tell me if you think that I'm talking way too much.
Everybody knows my name, even though I'm still the same. hurt you with my crazy ways. All I wanna do is look around for you, yeah. Drive until the break of dawn. Track you down cold and then plead until you're coming home. Tell me if you think that I've been a bit too much. Tell me if you'd like to stay in touch. I would like to say that I never meant to make you cry. I think about you every day, no matter what your friends might say. Everybody knows my name, even though I'm still the same. I just would like to say that I never ever meant to make you cry. Cry, cry. I didn't mean to be so rude.
I didn't mean to be so rude.
I didn't mean to let you down.
I didn't mean to let you down.
So sorry for the rain on your parade and all the pain you must have gained because of me. Every day, no matter what your friends might say, everybody knows my name, even though I'm still the same. I just would like to say that I've never ever meant to make you cry.
Disappears when you whisper to me.
Yes, a Kim Marsh double here on the Eurovision Showcase. That was the song that we just heard. The song that she had in the UK National Final, Making Your Mind Up, in 2006. Shockingly, that show crowned Daz Sampson with the song Teenage Life, the UK entry for Eurovision in Athens that year. Say no more. Right, and I'm not going to mention Daz Sampson's horrific song in the Belarusian National Final last year. Anyways, we're moving swiftly on, and it's time for us to celebrate a song, and hear also a song live from Eurovision itself. It's time for Live and Kicking. And this week we're heading across to Sweden and their entry in the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest, sung by their winner in 1991, Carola Hagqvist. And here is her song called Främling, which means stranger. Spooky. Yeah.
Der Dirigent, the conductor, le chef d'orchestre, Anders Ekdahl.
Everybody's getting a round of applause tonight, and here comes old Anders. The freelance musician and arranger as well as a conductor.
Und die Sängerin, the performing artist, l'interpret Carola Hagqvist.
Carola's been accompanied by a backing group, two boys, two girls.
See, That went big in the hall, didn't it? Yes, it was Sweden 1983. This week's Live and Kicking. And that is the Eurovision Showcase for another week. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Uri-Tussiet. If you've missed this show or previous shows, then head over to Mixcloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, and any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. You can listen to them all back there. If you want to get in contact with us for a request or dedication, our Twitter handle is at ESC Showcase. Facebook is facebook.com/ESC Showcase. And our email is escshowcase@gmail.com. Arrivederci, au revoir, rapide saint vislat, dobizenia, taxumiket, and adios. I'll see you all very soon. Toodaloo!
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.